We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A couple of emails. Tom, talk more about history stuff. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could. But you got to, you know, sometimes you got to pick and choose your places and your spots and all that kind of stuff. But believe me, I could go on for hours and hours and hours. And you probably, be turning the dial very, very fast, which I certainly don't want. But anyway. I'm glad that you guys actually enjoyed the first hour of the program. I'm glad that we're able to give props to Mr. Wilcox and get into some other areas regarding World War II and making sure you get your own family history down and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I only wish – oh, by the way, real quickly, you can actually go online – and there are interviews with Civil War veterans. I kid you not. Some of the Civil War veterans lived long enough to be around during the era where sound recording came into vogue. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but it wasn't always very easy. And acoustically, it wasn't always a real good sound. But you can actually listen to real interviews with the Civil War veterans online. True story. That's how I spend my Friday nights. Anyway, we have a few things that I'd like to get into here on WBEN. Some of them are you-know-what, and one of them isn't. And let me follow up. Actually, once again, I will give props to Ron Plants from Channel 2, from WGRZ Television and WGRZ.com. Because we took calls on this a couple of weeks ago, and I need an update from you guys. And again, I actually would like to commend Ron Plants from Channel 2 for the work he has done on this story. But let me just share with you from Channel 2's website. Two on Your Side is continuing to follow up on the issues regarding a significant problem with electronic tolling for the thruway here in Western New York, and Channel 2 has new information on the scope of that problem. It has ranged from significant toll overcharges on malfunctioning EasyPass electronic readers affecting motorists and trucking companies to customer service headaches for those trying to resolve their EasyPass disputes and sometimes facing tacked on extra fees. Now, Andrew, one of the people featured in Ron Plants' story, says he's been an EasyPass customer for 14 years and never had a problem until recently, which he tried to settle. And he told Two on Your Side, the phone rings and rings, you get a busy signal, it hangs up on you. Some people that might not check it as often as me, they might be getting burned, and they have no idea that New York State is robbing. You know, highway robbery. No pun intended. In many cases, and this is what gets me, well, one of the things that gets me, in many cases, normal EasyPass tolls that should be 13 to 15 cents swelled to billed amounts of nearly $4 as license plates were recorded instead of those EasyPass transponder tags. As the Thruway admitted after Channel 2's inquiries, this happened in April at Exit 55, which is where the old Lackawanna toll barrier was. After Channel 2 reported on the problem, hundreds of viewers reported with their stories, like Patrice, who told us, usually that $25 lasts me for 3 weeks. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, my tolls are $50 a week. What's going on? So, cutting through the article, how many motorists were affected? So, This is typical New York State, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love New York State because they just bang away at us, and we're supposed to say, thank you, sir, may we have another. Originally, the New York State Thruway Authority said it was an isolated incident where license plates were being read instead of easy pass tags, and people were being overcharged. Well, it turns out 59,000 of you were misread. I'm always being misread. No, not in that way. Your tag, your easy pass thingy, was not being read properly, and your license plate was recorded instead. 59,000 people, an isolated incident? Methinks not. And Channel 2, I love this, said, hey, that's 10,000 more people than the city population of Niagara Falls. Now, the Thruway insists that they have properly credited accounts in question. Now, I want to thank Ron Plants, WGRZ.com, for the work and for allowing me to read it. Very kind of you to do. But my question to you is, has this whole tolling issue affected you? And most importantly, how were you able to get it resolved? How were you able to get it resolved? That is the question. Were you able to get it resolved? See, I understand people being very frustrated with an issue where their license plate is read and not the easy pass tag, and they get all kinds of fees and whatnot added on. But the bigger frustration, and frankly, this goes well beyond Easy Pass or the New York State Thruway Authority. This goes to a lot of businesses all over the country dealing with the phone tree system and trying to get anybody to help you with customer service. For example, I was dealing with some concert ticket issues yesterday, and I called the vendor, and the vendor said, you know, we're sorry, but we can't take phone orders right now. We can't take phone orders right now to buy tickets. You have to go to our website, blah, 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 blah. If this is regarding a current issue for which you already have tickets, please press 1. So I pressed 1. What do you think happened? I got the same message again saying, thank you for calling. If you're calling to order tickets, you may do so online. We can't do phone orders right now. If this is about an existing ticket that you've already purchased, press 1. It was like I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone, literally. And I went through the cycle 2 or 3 times, and it kept repeating itself. So it's frustrating out there trying to deal with getting a human being with whom to speak. Now, the good news is I'm a human being. I'm capable of speaking to you. So if you, it would kind of suck if this was a robot show, wouldn't it? It's my biggest fear. Yeah, my biggest fear. Automation of talk radio being replaced by all-knowing, omniscient robots who get nothing wrong. They are very low on emotion, but very big on facts. So I want to know from you guys listening if you've, number one, had the issue with that toll situation. Every call we took last time was somebody who had transacted, if you will, in the South Towns. It's not like a Grand Island Bridge issue. We're talking about that corridor south of the city. And you know the corridor to which I refer. But bigger question than that, I suppose it's equally as important, really. Were you able to get it resolved? Did you get customer service from the Thruway Authority, or did you get blown off? And some of the people who called in the last time we did this said, well, we got it partially taken care of, but the Thruway was still insisting that I pay a $15 fine or whatever it was. And that was, I think, the case in two, three calls that we took. So if you have had an issue getting your Easy Pass tolling miscue taken care of, I would like to know about that. Because it sometimes, look, it's hard enough in a good day to get through to somebody in Albany, much less during a time as we are now living. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Did you run into a problem with the Easy Pass thing and your Easy Pass wasn't read properly and you got told more than you should have? That's T-O-L-L-E-D, told. You've been told, you've been charged more than you should have. And were you able to actually get it resolved after probably spending, what, an hour, 2 hours on the phone, most of which was on hold? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, the other thing I've got for you is I was trying to figure out a way to get into the coronavirus situation without repeating myself. And I must confess, and I know that this aggravates some of you guys listening, and you got to believe me, if it aggravates you, it aggravates me. Because sometimes I feel like, wait a minute, I said the same thing yesterday. Oh, wait, that's not a feeling, that's a fact. I did say the same thing yesterday. Oh, wait, I think I said it the day before you. No, I did say it the day. So sometimes I feel a little bit repetitive. So it's not your imagination. You are not wrong. And one of the reasons for that is the basic facts haven't changed. The basic facts are still the same as they were. The only variable that has now entered the equation is the Delta variant. Oh, the Delta variant. And again, I think Carl Calabrese talked about this with David Bellavia on the program today. But the issue with the Delta variant, for the past couple of weeks, all we've heard about with the Delta variant is, yes, the Delta variant is very contagious. And today's mantra, it's as contagious as chickenpox. But what else have we been hearing about the Delta variant? Okay, it is more contagious, but it is less what? It's less lethal. But wait, there's more, in honor of Ron Popeil's passing this week. Now they're changing the rules on that. Ladies and gentlemen, they're changing what they've said about the Delta variant of COVID. Here they go again. Now they're trying to make it seem as though the Delta infections are more severe. Wait a minute. Here we go again. What have we been told by numerous medical authorities over the past few weeks? What have we been told? The Delta variant, it's more contagious. And like I said, today's word of the day is chickenpox. It's as contagious as chickenpox. But you know what? It's not as lethal. And we had Dr. Jane Orient saying, she's with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, she was saying, yeah, well, this typically happens. The more contagious something is, the less lethal it tends to be. For example, with children, well, let's just use the chickenpox thing, shall we? Okay, if you are a kid and you get chickenpox, you are gonna spread it to everybody you know, okay? Everybody who has not previously had chickenpox or had the chickenpox vaccine. I'm not sure what the efficacy rate is of the vaccine. But bottom line is, a lot of parents actually will have chickenpox parties. If one kid in the neighborhood gets chickenpox, well, let's bring all the kids together and let's get them all chickenpox, because it is highly contagious. And the good news is, and this is interesting now, isn't it? The younger you are when you get chicken pox, the less severe it is. And I don't know, when you had chicken pox as a child, how bad was it? Do you remember? Do you have memories going back that far? For my kids, chicken pox was no big deal. And was it contagious? Yep. I think my son got it first and then my daughter got it. But here's the tricky part. It is contagious. And even though for children, it isn't a big deal, if you are an adult and you get chicken pox, the rules change significantly. And again, please forgive me for telling you a story from my own past, but it is maybe relevant to what we're talking about. I escaped chicken pox when I was a little kid. Never, ever had chicken pox when I was a kid. But as a father, I was 35 years old, and my kids got chicken pox. I never gave being around them a second thought because I was ignorant. I didn't know any better. I didn't know that getting chicken pox as a grown-up could be a real serious thing. So I'm hanging out with my kids, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I was really working myself ragged. It was the end of massage school. It was before the state licensing exams, and I was pretty fried. So I gave myself a week in Florida. I think it was Fort Lauderdale. So anyway, I'm down in Fort Lauderdale, and toward the end of the week, I started feeling kind of ragged. And one night before I went out to dinner, I noticed, you know, I've got this red spot here by my lip. What the hell is that? Is that a pimple? No, it's not a pimple. What is it? And I thought, okay, this has got to have something to do with the sun. My skin, not used to sun. It's got to be the sun. Well, at dinner, I'm sitting there at some fancy steakhouse down there, and I start feeling like absolute crap. Folks, I don't know, have you ever gone from feeling absolutely dandy, Jim, to I think I'm going to die? It happened just like that. I began to sweat profusely. And people who know me know that this is not unusual, but it was exceptionally profuse sweating. And I went out to the car, the rental car. I don't even know how I dragged myself to the rental car, but I did. And it was so bad. I turned the engine on, and I turned the air conditioning on full blast, and I just sat there. And I just let the air conditioning cool down my body. And went back to the hotel, woke up the next day. I felt a little bit better, but not a lot, and I was flying home that day. So, long story short, again, is that even possible with you, Tom? Probably not. But turned out I was actually dating a doctor at that time. And she looked at me and she said, "Tom, have you had chicken pox before when you were a kid?" I said, "I don't think so." Called my mom. "Yeah, I don't remember, Tom, whether you had chicken pox or not." Turns out it was chicken pox. And I want to tell you something, folks. No lie. As an adult, if you get chicken pox, it sucks. It is horrible. And I will confide in you once again that chicken pox in the long term took about 5% of my energy away from me forever. I'm serious. I never have fully recovered from chicken pox. Absolutely true. It knocked me on my butt. And, I mean, the TV station actually came in. It was such a bad year for adult chicken pox. There was a Buffalo school teacher who literally was wheelchair bound, and I think still is wheelchair bound because of what chicken pox did to her. So chicken pox is a real serious thing when you're a grown-up. But when you're a kid, it's not such a big deal. Now, are you noticing any similarities here between that and something else? All right, stand by. What I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is what drives you, what is driving you the craziest right now about the pandemic? What is driving you bat poop nuts about COVID and all the talk about COVID? I've got some examples coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Billy Joel. Think we're going to have to wear masks for the concert in a couple of weeks? I'm just wondering. Oddly enough, the name of the song, Matter of Trust. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but I have gotten to the point where I do not trust the federal government. I do not trust the state of New York government. I do not trust Erie County government with anything having to do with COVID. My trust is done. You know, trust has to be earned. And once trust is broken, it's very difficult to get it back. I want you to think about your personal life, your personal relationships. And I'm not trying to open up any wounds for anybody. But, you know, some of you have been through, shall we say, indiscretions in a relationship or in a marriage. And you know that once you find out or once they find out, a choice needs to be made as to whether the relationship is going to continue and how trust is going to be rebuilt in that relationship. And you know that it takes time. It can be rebuilt. It does take time to do it if you believe the relationship is worth salvaging. Sometimes people have, shall we say, a little bit too much to drink or a little bit too much to smoke, if you catch my drift. And they do things that aren't really them. And you have to consider, all right, this person, does he love me? Does she love me? How is the relationship on balance? Is this a good relationship? Is this a bad relationship? Is there a genuine sense of contrition here? Was this a one and done, or is this going to be a continuing escapade? And if you do decide to continue, you know and I know that it takes a while to build trust. I mean, in a romantic relationship. And the same thing, look, it can happen with your relationship with a sports franchise. I don't mean to pick on them, but the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, look, I grew up bleeding blue and gold. Not an exaggeration. I was heartbroken when the Sabres lost the Stanley Cup Finals to the Philadelphia Flyers, and Rick Dudley then said, hey, I'm off to Cincinnati for $1 million a year. Yeah, I was heartbroken, crestfallen. And over the years, frankly, with some of the decisions the Sabres have made, trust has been broken. And there was a severe breaking of trust when the Briere and Drury thing came out. You remember that? That was kind of like the beginning of the end of a lot of good feeling toward that franchise. Let's be honest. I mean, you might be able to trace a lot of issues back to that particular time period in Sabres history. But right now, there is a lack of trust, I think, with Sabres fans and the Sabres organization. Individually, look at Jack Eichel. Do you think Jack Eichel trusts the Buffalo Sabres to make wise decisions regarding his health? No. Do you think the Sabres trust Jack Eichel to make wise decisions about his health with the surgery that's never been done on an NHL player before? Well, the obvious answer is no. So, point is, trust is an easy thing to break. you know, it's kind of like dropping a thermometer on a concrete floor. It's kind of easy to break it. But, folks, unless I've been hallucinating this past week, and is there Pasquale, do you have the Bowerly urine drug test jug available? Okay, here it is. All right, hold on just a second. Hold on. You'll excuse me. All right, sorry about this. Has to be done. I think. Yeah, that's enough. Oh, overflow. Oh. All right. No, is it? All right, now it's done. Okay. Pasquale, I need you to run this through the illegal drug analyzer we have here in the studio at management's insistence. What are the results? They're clean, right? I'm clean?
100%.
Okay, thank you. No illegal drugs in the system. We've established that. So I was not hallucinating because I heard, could I plug Bellavia's show anymore today? So I heard David Bellavia all this week, and David Bellavia does 10 to 2. It's a great lead-in for me on WBEN every Monday through Friday. David Bellavia, do not miss him. And all week long, and he backed this up with evidence. He backed it up with audio. He backed it up with sources. I can't go back and redo everything David did, but the bottom line, the synopsis, the abstract, if you will, is it's pretty well established, or so we thought, that the COVID Delta variant was more contagious, but it was less lethal. Unless I hallucinated almost every day this week from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Well, I'm not given to hallucinations, honestly. And there ain't nothing illegal in my blood system or in my urinary tract, okay? I don't do illegal drugs. So I know I heard it. The Delta variant spreads easily but is not as lethal. Oh, wait a minute, Pasquale. Didn't Dr. Jane Orient from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons tell us the same thing the other day? Yeah, she did. Now, she's a medical doctor, and she's head of a very important organization with a lot of other medical doctors. And it's not just Dr. Jane Orient. It's a whole bunch of other health organizations. I like to speak Canadian sometimes. That have said, Delta variant, more contagious, less filling. Now, more contagious and less lethal. Now, wait a minute. Here's the story from today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is driving me absolutely crazy. It's driving me bat poop nuts. Story from the Washington Post. The war has changed. Internal CDC document urges new messaging, warns Delta infections likely more severe? Wait a minute. More severe? All we've been hearing is that it's less severe. More contagious, less severe. The Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to cause more severe illness than earlier variants. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's a key there. More severe illness than earlier variants. Well, does that mean that the earlier variants really weren't that severe? They were variants, but not severe? What exactly is more severe than earlier variants? And the mantra of today spreads as easily as chickenpox, according to an internal federal health document that argues officials must acknowledge the war has changed. The document is an internal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention slide presentation shared within the CDC, obtained by the Washington Post, go figure. It captures the struggle of the nation's top public health agency to persuade the public to embrace vaccination and prevention measures, including mask wearing, as cases surge across the United States, and new research suggests vaccinated people can spread the virus. Now, there is, you know, tell you what, pick an expert and then pick another expert and another expert, and they're all going to tell you different things about spreading the virus and who is likely and who is least likely to spread the virus. Folks, I swear they're making this up as they go along. First of all, if you're going to say that this variant is more severe than previous variants, maybe we should have the information at our fingertips about how they are measuring severity and exactly how many severe cases of the earlier variants there were. It's like in Sandy Beach. Well, I'm ripping off everybody today. Bella Villa, Ron Plant, Sandy Beach. I mean, Sandy Beach used to make the point that radio stations would sometimes say, we had a 70% increase in the number of listeners. You know, little radio stations with few listeners, they do this all the time. We had a 90% increase over the previous ratings book. Well, that means you went from 1 to 3 listeners. Yay! I mean, it's easy to mess around with statistics, okay? So everything you've heard, now we're supposed to dismiss everything we've heard about the Delta variant, and now they want us to believe. See, when you first look at the story, you would think that the Delta variant is more severe than original COVID. But what they're really saying is the Delta variant is more severe than the previous variants. So the obvious question is then, well, how severe were the earlier variants? Maybe they weren't that severe. Is this like the radio station that went from 1 to 3 listeners saying, hey, we increased by such and such percentage? Food for thought. What I'm getting at today, ladies and gentlemen, is what is driving you crazy about COVID? What? And that's a pretty wide open question. What is driving you crazy about COVID? Might be the county health commissioner and, well, we call her Dr. Overtime here on this program. Might be Poland cars. Might be Fauci. Might be a whole bunch of different people. Or it might be the way people are acting about COVID. I would like to know what is driving you crazy about COVID. Tell you what's driving a lot of my friends crazy. They keep on talking about the increase in COVID, and nobody's talking about all the illegals being sent everywhere. Then they wonder why COVID is increasing, something I told you was going to happen months ago. So, all right, after all this time of hearing about the Delta variant being, say it with me, let's come up with a song, shall we? Maybe a Ron Popeil jingle. The Delta variant, more contagious, less lethal. Now, the CDC internally is saying, wait a minute, the Delta variant is more lethal. But the big part of that statement is more lethal than the other variants with which they tried to freak us out in the past. And that is driving this new COVID paranoia. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave you yesterday hard data that backs up an assertion that Erie County does not have a COVID emergency. Mark Poloncarz does he want Erie County to have an emergency? Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that Mark Poloncarz doesn't enjoy being on the radio all the time? That he doesn't enjoy all the FaceTime on TV. Look, when you are somebody who records yourself playing solo guitar and sings songs to people, you like to be the center of attention. And look what I do for a living. Look what I do for fun. I enjoy it too, all right? So I kind of know the personality type. Mark Poloncarz, Mark, you like to be the center of attention. COVID gives you a reason to be relevant, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, what's driving me the craziest, well, there's so many things driving me crazy about COVID. And one of the things is, I'll be serious here for a moment, I don't know whom to trust anymore. I don't know whom to trust. And what's driving me crazy, part B of I don't know whom to trust, I don't trust the government. I don't trust any government right now, federal, state, local. And we live in New York State. If I lived in Florida, I might have a different take. If I lived in Texas or most of the other 50 states of this country, I might have a different take. But like you, I live in New York State. Apologies to those of you listening nationwide. I know we've got a ton of people across the country listening on the internet. I'm grateful for you guys being fans of the show, even though you don't live in Buffalo. I mean, it's kind of cool. Thank you. We're going to take some calls coming up from you guys, because I've done a lot of talking the first 2 hours of the show. It was necessary talking. And believe me, I don't get paid by the word, contrary to what some of you might think. I don't blame you. But what is driving you craziest about COVID? That's a pretty wide open topic. Maybe it's the person you saw alone in the car wearing a mask. Maybe it's that person driving you crazy about COVID. Maybe it's not knowing whom to trust. Maybe it's the fact that you don't know who really is and is not an expert. Maybe it's the feeling that these politicians just want to control us. Maybe it's that these politicians want COVID to continue so people like Dr. Gail Burstein can continue to rake in tons of money. Now, she's going to be speaking, what, Sunday night at Chautauqua. If you got a question for her, you want to get Dr. Burstein's attention, dress up like a $100 bill, right? Dress up like a $100 bill, and she will reach out for you and scoop you in and answer your question. Don't miss her, Dr. Gail Burstein at Chautauqua Sunday. What if she's going to put in for overtime? And I wonder how much she's getting as an honorarium. Just wondering. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, friends, your call's coming up in the next hour of the program and until 6 o'clock, I hope, on WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.